Freddy. When Bolden broke, Keppard came next along, stepping up from the second line to lead, because it was so damned loud anyhow. The blowhard with a lip like black wrought iron. Stuck near the stage, you leaned your chair way back or left before your ears started to bleed. What loose evidence there is says he did the first show tour, hauling his blared assets around all the out-city Orpheums. The white originals, Jelly Roll said, watered down Freddy's best licks in upscale saloons, cutting the earliest shellacks that got called jazz, scratching out history. So he knew records were a cheat for thieves or copycats, and blew Victor off cold. A few years on, chops starting to go soft, he thought better, or maybe didn't care. In Chicago, with Dodds, he waxed classic, a half a dozen tracks in 26 for Paramount. Even in limp mono, those late takes touch the puckered Nevermore that throbs by strut or stomp from his lost whale.